About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Now, what an eventful last hour. Way behind as we enter 9 o'clock now on K-Rock. Good morning and happy Friday. Welcome to your weekend. We are Klein Alley's show. Controversy behind the scenes, looking at all of the many text message opinions pouring through right now about who technically lost the DMV quiz and has to spend 4 hours of their life at the DMV for no reason. And sadly, you know, it's come down to pretty much an Alley versus Jake battle. Allie said she'd rather go by herself than have to go with Jake.
Oh, come on, DB Bros.
But also, as she pointed out, I barely have enough time to shower every day, and Jake has nothing but time, so let's just send Jake.
I'll tell you, yesterday I had 5 minutes to shower, and I threw off the entire schedule because I took an extra 2 minutes to shave my legs. That's how much time I have.
And Jake's got nothing but time.
What are you talking about?
Well, I mean,
I'm very busy.
You have no obligations outside of here.
Anytime we've tried to plan the summer kegger in Klein's backyard, you have full availability on every single day
of the
summer.
We've gone through every day to the summer because we're trying to find a date that everyone can go, and everyone's got scheduling issues, and Jake's like, I'm free, I'm available, I'm free, that day works, that day's also good, and everyone else has got, like, limited...
If Jake just took his nap in a DMV chair, it would be fine for him.
Jake, that's a perfect nap place.
Well, you know what we're going to have to do, guys, because I think fair is fair, and since you both technically got the same low score on the quiz, you're going to have to take this to the road, and we're going to have the two of you do an on-road driving test, and whoever gets the lower score will be the person that has to go to the DMV.
So we got a race?
That's right.
We're going to do a drag race.
We'll do a Fast and Furious race.
That or one of those smashy things, competitions.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. Yeah,
that sounds good when I'm pregnant. What is that?
Demolition derby thing.
There you go.
Yeah, we could do that. So we'll have to figure that out. We've had a lot of driving instructors that have reached out to us during that quiz to explain the reasons why some of us were right or wrong, and maybe we'll get one of them to come here and test some skills to see who will spend 4 hours at the DMV for no reason. Will it be Jake? Will it be Allie? We got lots to get to this hour on the show. And we failed to give you those tickets that we promised you last hour. So let's go ahead and say caller 20 right now. Good news for you. You are going to go to Universal Studios Hollywood and enjoy the brand new Fast and Furious roller coaster there, Hollywood Drift. Caller 20 right now gets 4 tickets. And then later this hour, we will get you into the festival happening in Santa Monica, Ocean Avenue. So be right. Excuse me. No, that's not right. Ocean Way. God damn it.
Why is that so hard for you?
Just the way Vanessa wrote it.
It's all not. Don't blame her at this point.
I can't get it right in my brain. My brain's scrambled.
Well, I think once your brain scrambles something and you can't unscramble it.
We'll get into your ADD news coming up in just a moment as well. And if you've been waiting around to figure out what team LeBron is going to be on next year, he now has officially made his announcement. So don't look it up.
For real.
For real, this isn't one of those stupid bits where we play LeBron.
But it'll probably turn into that as well.
Talking about Allie's baby. This is a real announcement, and we will give it to you in 2 minutes after Linkin Park K-Rock. Allie's show on a Friday morning. Tickets to give you all hour long. Music festivals, and right now it's Universal Studios Hollywood. If your name is Mackenzie and you're listening in Costa Mesa. Good morning, Mackenzie.
Good morning.
4 tickets to Universal Studios Hollywood. Enjoy that new Fast Furious Hollywood Drift ride and everything else going on there. And congratulations.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you for listening. Did you listen to the DMV driving test by chance?
A little bit of it, yeah.
Who do you think lost?
Kind of a disaster.
In your opinion. Yeah. Thank you. Yes. Yes. If you had to pick a loser, who would you go with?
Naturally.
Thank you so much for that.
No.
Jake, naturally.
I'm just a naturally loser.
I think that she's just saying in general.
All right, let's get to your news now.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
Okay, after all the anticipation, we know where LeBron James is going. His next team will be... Do you want to make the announcement?
Go ahead, LeBron. We're listening.
I have decided that I will play next season with the Philadelphia 76ers. I have also decided that Allie lost the DMV quiz.
Oh, my God. That's unbelievable.
How did he weigh that? Man, that was decisions he makes so quickly.
Two major decisions, both made by LeBron.
Unbelievable.
He's a king.
Okay.
King James has stated Allie lost the DMV test.
And
he is going to be a Philadelphia 76er.
Yes, he will be a Philadelphia 76er after rumors of him joining the Warriors and the Heat. And at one point, the Heat had accidentally put out a LeBron press release.
Ridiculous.
And the end was way less exciting. He signed a 2-year, $8 million deal with a player option. And he put out, this guy is wordy. This is a long, he put it out on X, so it had to be like 17 different
slides.
Yes. I thought I was done when the season ended. I wasn't ready to announce it, and I knew I needed some time to really decide. But I was pretty sure I played my last game. I was honest at that last press conference when I said I needed to look at myself and decide if I still love this game. I still truly love this game, and I have more to give. The last few weeks have been really special. I've never been able to have no clue what to do and take real time to just think. I've had an incredible few months with all the people I love trying to figure it all out. This is my last decision. I'm not going for money. I'm not going for family. What I'm really playing for at this point, I still want to sacrifice. I still want to work. I still want to grind. I still want to compete to win and to have a chance at the feeling of winning another championship. And I believe I can help make the Philadelphia 76ers a championship team. And I am so excited to energize a new fan base and start this incredible journey. One last time.
I hope he likes the sound of boos, because those Philly fans are a bunch of dicks, and they will boo you loudly and aggressively.
You know,
they're not going to embrace you. They're not. I mean, some would argue he never really got embraced by the Lakers, because he was always a LeBron thing, not like a Laker. He's not in the same category as a Kobe. But regardless, now, going to Philly, it made sense to me. All those other rumors made sense why he'd want to go back to Miami, made sense why he'd want to go to Golden State and try to get with Steph. That all made sense. This makes no sense.
Yeah, but you know what?
Way.
I think when Tom Brady picked the Buccaneers, it also just seemed kind of random.
Yeah, but it's Florida. It's what you do when you get old. You move to Florida.
Yeah, I know, but it kind of is like, let's just take a team that like is whatever, and I'm going to make it my team, and I'm going to put all my identity on it, and I'm going to rise it up to the championship. What it like, kind of a neutral territory, right? Like, Warriors already has that legacy attached to it. The Miami Heat has their own thing going, you know, and you're infiltrating their vibe. But there really is not as much of a vibe here.
I will say, I was at the mall yesterday, and at the Lid store, all of the LeBron Lakers jerseys were at a steep discount. Now's the time. If you're waiting to buy yourself a LeBron Lakers jersey, you can get yourself a decent deal right now.
After careful consideration, I have decided that I'm ready to announce that I, too, have never been intimate with Jake.
Beautiful messages all week long from LeBron James.
So Taylor Farms was the number one culprit for all the explosive diarrhea people were getting. Cyclosporiasis cases continue to get worse, though RFK said it's all under control now. But now we have a new mystery food that could be causing it. And we have our first case of a pregnant woman getting it.
Health officials say they're now investigating an additional outbreak of that parasitic illness, a new one from the same parasite, though they haven't said where the new cases are or what food may be tainted.
Both interesting pieces of information that I think all of us would like to know.
Abigail Lamond is finally starting to feel better weeks after becoming infected with cyclospora.
I have never been miserable like that in my life.
She believes she ingested the parasite after eating at a Michigan Taco Bell in late June. She spent almost a week in the hospital where doctors were unable to prescribe the standard treatment because she's pregnant.
Were you afraid for the baby?
What a great question. Mm-hmm. No, I wasn't. I'm sure it was all going to be fine.
In the hospital for a week. You can't get that. Well, shocker. There's the answer.
Wow.
I was very afraid. But the worse I got, the more I thought this can't be good for the baby either.
But she's fine now. Mm. So I guess the first pregnant case, she's a survivor, which is exciting.
A lot of people said we're dicks for eating the tainted lettuce on the show because you're pregnant. But Allie, if you actually listen to the show, we did not force Allie to eat the tainted lettuce.
No, and you shouldn't force me to go to the DMV either, because I'm more likely to catch something there.
Probably. But you can see that up on our Klein Allie Show Instagram right now. It's worthy of a quick watch, the lettuce wheel spinning around.
So the movie going industry is back in a lot of ways, and there are more people going to the movies, and the movie theaters themselves are bouncing back, but it's not because of ticket sales. It is because they are making a killing on popcorn buckets. They've just released some of the numbers, and AMC, which is the world's largest theater chain, say they have made $100 million in revenue this year just from collectible popcorn buckets.
That's crazy.
And Cinemark, which is the third largest chain, said that sales from popcorn buckets has contributed to 40% increase in revenue for them just over the past few years. And now, yes, people are pissed that it's costing more than ever to go to a movie, but people are fully willing to pay up to $70 on a plastic popcorn bucket.
What's because that, it's Trojan horse popcorn bucket that people are getting for?
That's a $70 one.
That's the $70 one?
And it's a little plastic horse with popcorn inside of its stomach. And tons of people are buying it because it's like a collector's item.
It's not a collector's item because they're going to make as many of them as they can sell.
I know,
it's
but then...
It's not limited.
It's not necessarily limited, but then like 20 years from now, you're like, look.
20 years from now, it's going to be in your garage. It's going to be in your garage.
Hey, look at this.
Look at this stupid popcorn bucket.
And it's broken because it's plastic.
Does anyone want this thing? No? Throw it out.
I mean, once that little flap breaks off, which is like a week after you get it.
These LeBron jerseys and old popcorn buckets are going to be all the rage to buy at discounted prices.
Think about all the things that we're going to pass on to our kids.
I know people are saying like, oh yeah, I'll buy the popcorn bucket, then I'll sit on my couch at home and watch a movie and eat out of the horse's belly. But you're not.
Well, my kid uses his little Toy Story one because that's exciting for him, but it's the only one he has.
Yeah, but that's also a child. These are like adults buying this stuff.
Yeah, no, it is true.
We get into a brand new hour. We're already in a brand new hour of this show. Oopsies. It's Friday.
Professional radio.
What do you want from us? We got to take a break. That's what we have to do now. We'll come back in a moment. We have tickets for you so you can go to this festival happening in Santa Monica, Ocean Way. You'll see The Killers. You'll see Sublime, you'll see Jack White, you'll see many others, and we have your tickets coming up in moments as we get into a little Johnny Doesn't Know and much more happening this hour right here on K-Rock. K-Rock Klein Alley Show. 818 on the text line wants to know if Omar could update him on to how many views that video has currently on YouTube. It's over a billion, we know that much, but Omar's the only one who keeps track. He loves that knowledge.
Nope, don't care.
Loves that
I can actually tell you the exact amount now.
Marsh, it's been a while since we've had an Evanescence update, Bring Me to Life. Omar loves factoids like this. Big fan of fun facts and factoids that Omar Khan.
It is 1.7 billion, 54,731,553 views.
She's like the original Mr. Beast, this Amy Lee. Good for her.
1.7? We could hit the 2 billion mark this year.
When we started this factoid years ago, when I first mentioned it, and Omar said, why the hell are you saying that?
No, this is what I said.
I just want to say, who gives a crap?
Yeah, that's right. It was something like that. It was just crossed a billion. That was a big moment. So it's about to double. Yeah. Well, we've done our part of K-Rock. We've definitely played them enough over the last year to remind everyone how great Evanescence is.
How many billions of times do you think we've played this song on K-Rock in its history?
I think we're responsible for all of those billions right there. I think we are. Guys, this weekend there's a cool festival happening, the return of the Vans Warped Tour, which is something that some of us grew up with for a while.
Oh, it's the first festival I ever went to.
First one Allie went to. This year, you know, they brought it back and then put it in a few cities. And we're lucky enough that it's happening in Long Beach. But we will not be there. Johnny's going to be down there. And I believe Kevin and Megan will be there. And on our phone right now, we couldn't get Kevin because he doesn't wake up before 10 these days. Put in enough early hours. So
but
we
this
said,
is the woman to talk to
We
anyway.
Said, we want Megan Holiday. And now here she is on the phone, the great Megan Holiday. What's up,
hey,
Megan?
I'll take runner-up.
No, you're not.
To be fair, you were our first choice, but, you know, we had to pretend that we wanted to talk to everyone. And Johnny kept offering to come in here and talk about it. But you're there for a few reasons. You're not only there to interview all of the bands that will be at Vans Warped Tour all weekend and broadcasting live. You're there because you're also going to save lives like you do because you're a good person.
Well, that's questionable. But yes, my nonprofit organization, Life of the Party, we're going to be there once again this year. And so people can come to the booth. They can get trained on how to use Narcan, which reverses an opioid overdose. And the crazy thing about this is, like, last year we actually hooked up a bunch of bartenders and trained them and everything. And one of them came back to us last year, and she had let us know that she had to actually use it.
Wow.
At Warped Tour, and she was able to revive someone. So so it's just one of these things, you know, because a lot of times people come to our booth and they're like, oh, you know, I don't do drugs, or I don't know people who do. And it's like, well, that's great, because you got to be the person that's of sound mind that can actually revive the person who might go down, because you might be at a festival, you might be anywhere, and you can save a life.
Well, and Vans Warped Tour can get crazy. I remember when I mean, it was the first time I'd ever crowd surfed, but also the first and only time I ever took a drug where I didn't know what it was. And now you think all these years later, where how much more dangerous that is now than it was, yep, you know, a couple of decades ago. And that's great that you're now hearing success stories of direct lives that you saved just by starting this.
Yeah, so far we have found out that we've saved, I believe, 10 or 11 lives that, wow, we know of. You know, and we started this thing in 2023, and it is very, like, we're a tiny little team, you know, just doing the best that we can, trying to get this stuff out there.
How much Narcan would someone need if they had to lift Allie up in a crowd while she was crowd surfing? Would you recommend to recover from that?
Let's go with 12.
That's more than the amount of lives that you've
taken. That's a lot of Narcan just to get over. Hey, but not only are you doing good things, but selfishly people go, what's in it for me? And I'm going to tell you, right, because I thought this was pretty cool. You got Tony Hawk to sign a bunch. I mean, you have obviously stuff signed from bands, but Tony Hawk signed some skateboards that you'll be giving out at the booth as well, correct?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So we actually got some special Life of the Party skate decks made, and Tony signed some of those. And then he also gave us one of his, like, brand new Birdhouse Tony Hawk skateboards that he signed as well. So we will have those to raffle off. We're going to have tons of signed stuff from the bands that we love who are playing, like All Time Low and Jimmy Eat World, Sleeping with Sirens, you know, Papa Roach. And then one of the coolest things that I'm very excited about is tomorrow, Save Ferris are going to do a signing at our booth from 4 to 5 p.m. So this is the first time that they have their vinyl that it's ever been printed. So they're going to have that on sale, and people can come to the booth and get it signed.
We'll put up all the details on our socials. Of course, they're probably up on K-Rox as well. But Megan Holliday is one of the good ones here who's out there. She's not just wasting time sitting at the DMV because she lost a bet like we are. She's out there actually saving real lives, making a difference. And this is very important to her, and I've gotten to see her do these events before. It's incredible how much you put into this, and it's all about you know, doing some good for society and for humanity. So thank you for being one of the good ones here at K-Rock, so the rest of us can sit back and just say we know you.
Well, thank you guys for always being super supportive and for having me on the show and letting me promote my little nonprofit. I really appreciate you guys.
Well, and congrats to you, Megan. I think you hit 10 years sober, didn't you, recently?
Well, in January.
Yeah, so do they give you a bigger chip? You get, like, a cooler, bigger chip for that?
I hope maybe you guys can put something together.
Ooh.
When I hit 11. Maybe you guys can put together.
Well, we got, I see our buddy Suave Agave is down the hall pouring tequila, but that probably wouldn't be the right thing.
That's not the right celebration thing.
I got to think of a better thing between now and then. Anyway, go say hi to Megan Holliday. She'll be at the Vans Warped Tour. When do you guys start the live broadcast? Is that today?
We start tomorrow, I believe, at 2, the broadcast start, but we're going to start interviews at noon. First interview of the day tomorrow is Hoobastank.
Cool. Oh, my God.
That's great.
A throwback.
All right, so get ready for that. All them feels happening all weekend, Vans Warped Tour, and you'll be hearing all the action as it unfolds live on K-Rock. And go support Megan Holliday if you're going to be out there, and get some of that Narcan. You don't even sell that. I realize that. You give that away for free. That Narcan is free stuff.
Yeah, it's all for free. Exactly. So people can just come by the booth and enter the $5 raffle. As long as they get trained, they can enter the raffle, and that's our little caveat.
I think I have one in my backpack that Megan gave me.
You need two.
Yeah.
You got to have two.
Yeah, I guess I should throw another one in there.
It is good to have two. Mm-hmm. I'll hook you up. I have a whole lot for you guys.
Okay.
Megan, thank you, and thanks for joining us, and have fun at the Vans Warped Tour.
Thanks, guys. Love you.
There she is, the great Megan Holliday. Saving you know how many lives we've saved collectively on this show?
I think we almost saved one.
Well, no, remember that you hit that woman in the back that was choking on that chicken wing.
That's right. I saved her life.
Because apparently she does that all the time, she said, and you actually injured her.
Yeah, but if I hadn't have been there, maybe if I hadn't have done my flat, I think she could have been dead.
Her brother said that she chokes all the time. She's got a phlegm issue.
I think we can cancel it out with the amount of people that we've almost killed. Like, Vanessa almost killed that biker.
Right. Well, anyway, thank God Vanessa's evening things out. Megan is, because we are, as a team, we are not good. We are not good.
They're dropping like flies around us.
If you would like to win your way into another festival happening in Southern California, call us now for some Johnny Doesn't Know. That'll be happening after Sublime, a band you will be seeing if you go to Ocean Way Festival. So call now and play next on K-Rock. Imagine your toes in the sand watching that band right there in Santa Monica. It's a brand new festival put on by the folks behind Coachella. It is called, listen to this, Santa Monica Ocean Wave Festival. You'll see Sublime, you'll see Jack White, you'll see The Killers, and you'll see many others. It's happening on Saturday, September 26th, and we have tickets for you to get in there a couple times this morning. Hopefully you participate in the end of show quiz to see, show you've been paying attention today. But if you can't wait around for that and you want to win them right now, we have a little thing called Johnny Doesn't Know.
Johnny doesn't know.
And I was like, okay.
Oh, Johnny doesn't know.
I didn't know Vegas was like in Nevada for like a while.
Johnny doesn't know. Johnny doesn't know.
Gelato sounds like Jello.
Johnny doesn't know.
It like goes wiggles.
In honor of this festival, Allie, all of these questions are going to be about things having to do with the ocean because it is the Ocean Wave Festival.
I thought you were going to say the DMV. I was like, no.
Back to the DMV again. This is ocean questions for Johnny, and it's something that I think could be tricky. However, he claims the one thing he knows more than anything else on the planet is all things SpongeBob SquarePants.
So under the sea could be a sweet spot.
I'm torn here because I think this is either going to be tricky for you, Johnny, or you're going to surprise us all and you're going to have some vast knowledge of all things that happen 20,000 leagues under the sea because you are aware of all ocean-related animals and plants and everything else.
And so, let me tell you, I love SpongeBob.
Alyssa, we say hello to you now. First one out of the gate. You don't need to know the answers to these questions. You just need to guess whether or not Johnny will know them. And everyone who gets theirs right, Allie's going to write your name down, pull one of those names at random, and that person will be going to Ocean Wave Festival. How you doing, Alyssa? You ready to go?
Yes, I am. I'm doing great.
All right, Johnny. How does a dolphin breathe? Will Johnny know how a dolphin breathes, yes or no?
I think he will.
All right, she's got confidence in you, Johnny. The questions will get a little bit harder as we go along. We start with this one. How does a dolphin breathe?
A dolphin goes, ee, 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 ee. That's usually how they breathe.
Great start. Did you hear breed or breathe?
Are you saying breed or breathe?
What was the impression you did? Let's start with that. Why don't we start with what you just did? Were you just doing an impression of dolphin sex?
Well, because you said breed, and I was like, they breed.
Oh, man.
Are you saying breed or breathe? Breath.
Breathe.
Breath.
Breathe. Take a breath.
Breath. Okay.
Are you going to go with the same impression?
Oh, man. So what he just did a moment ago was what he believes dolphin sex is. Okay, I'm just making sure what that is. All right, Alyssa, you said Johnny will know. Johnny, I'm going to clarify the question. I apologize.
Yes, please.
How does a dolphin breathe?
Through their little holes. When they come up and they in and out of the water, you know, they breathe from their little porthole on top of their head.
Okay. Alyssa, I cannot accept that. I'm so sorry. He tried. It's not called a porthole.
It's a porthole. It's a little, like, hole that...
It's got a specific name.
Stout.
No.
Stout?
No.
Note?
What? Damn, what are they called?
A blowhole.
Oh, a blowhole, yeah.
That's
the blowfish.
Answer.
Yeah.
Like a blowfish?
No.
He said they blow like a hole, and I was like, oh, Hootie and the Blowfish.
No dolphin characters in SpongeBob.
Wow.
Actually, no, there's not.
That was the easiest question, Allie.
Damn. Are you serious? That was tough, dude.
Is the next question, how do they have sex?
Yeah, all the other ones are about fish sex. Different types of fish. How does a whale breed? Go ahead. Mickey in Cyprus. Good morning. You're on. Johnny doesn't know. So far, no one has gotten anything right, so these tickets are yours, at least for now. Hey, Mickey, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Great trivia show this morning.
Thank you. Here we go, Johnny. What sea creature has five arms and can regrow them? Will Johnny know this, yes or no?
I'm going to say yes.
All right. With not a lot of confidence, he thinks he'll get this one. Johnny, what sea creature has five arms and can regrow them?
Easy peasy. It's a starfish.
All right.
Patrick Starr.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, Mickey, hold on one second. You said he would know, and he got that one right. And we move on to Saul. Good morning, Saul. Welcome to K-Rock. It's Johnny Doesn't Know. How goes it?
How's it going, everyone? Good morning.
Here's your question. Well, Johnny, oh, man.
I'm excited for this one.
What is a baby shark known as? Will Johnny know this, yes or no?
I trust Johnny. I think he will know.
Wow.
All right. Good confidence in you, Johnny. Obviously, you're a big fan of the song Baby Shark. I hear you singing it a lot. But are you aware of what a baby shark is known as? He says you will know.
They're known as infants. But I don't know the... Damn. I didn't even know they were baby sharks. I thought they just came out as like little sharks. And then they grow big. I didn't know there was like an actual name for them.
You think they are just little adult sharks?
Wow.
Well, like a little a dog would be... A
puppy.
Right, or a little cat would be a...
A kitten, right, or a calf.
Right, no.
A calf is for cows.
Right, thank you. And what is a little shark known as? All other animals have them. So
cod? A codfish?
Wow.
No?
That is fascinating.
Saul, I'm so sorry, dude.
I'm sorry.
Seems like you won anyway.
Yeah. He's happy.
You think a cod is a little shark?
Well, remember in Peter Pan? He's like fighting Captain Hook. And
don't
then, like,
be a codfish.
Yeah, he's like, don't be a codfish. And I was like, oh, that's got to be like a baby, like a right. like a
baby
wuss.
Shark?
Yeah, a baby shark. Like, don't be a little wuss.
That's wrong.
What Surprise. Is the name of it?
I know this because my kid is into sharks and we've read a million shark books.
Allie, what is it?
They are pups.
That's right.
Shark
pup.
Pups.
A pup.
Pup? Like a dog?
And some of them eat each other in the womb.
Yeah, it's cool.
Oh, damn.
That's a pup. Allie got it right, but Johnny doesn't know. All right, time for one final question. Once again, the reason these are ocean themed is because you'll be winning Ocean Way Festival tickets. And only one person has gotten it correct so far,
yeah.
And that's Mickey.
Oh,
so
yeah.
if this doesn't go well for Lupe, then it's going to be Mickey's day today. And if Lupe gets it right, then Allie's going to have to do one of them coin flips and figure out who's going. Lupe, good morning.
Good morning.
Johnny's had a tough round of this Johnny Doesn't Know. You understand that?
Yeah. I've been hearing it.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Johnny, what is the measurement of speed on the ocean? What is the measurement of speed on the ocean? Will Johnny know this, yes or no?
No, he will not.
No.
What with sadness in your voice? Johnny? No. What is the measurement of speed on the ocean?
I know they use like that little like map circle thing that they have in the submarines, and it goes like beep, beep, a sonogram or a sonar. Is it a sonogram? You know what I'm talking about?
You think what they're using to look at my baby is the same thing they use to measure speed in the ocean?
Well, because your baby's swimming in water inside of you right now, so I'm like,
yeah, you make a good point.
He's got a great point.
So
sonogram.
They use the sonogram, like on the submarines, that go beep, beep, beep.
Baby.
Baby. Yeah, baby detected.
Right.
Damn. Little shark.
All right, so you're going to a sonogram?
Yeah, sonogram, I think. That's all I got.
She said you would not know, and she was very, very,
was right.
very right. I think the term you're looking for is sonar, but sonar is not a speed. That's not a speed thing. Knots is the terminology. Knots.
With a K?
Yeah, that's right.
Wow, damn, didn't know that.
As in Johnny did not learn anything, ever.
Nope.
All right, well, Allie, now it's down to two. Two people predicted correctly in this exciting round of Johnny Doesn't Know.
Okay.
It was Mickey and it was Lupe, and one of them is about to win themselves tickets to Ocean Way Festival. Who is randomly selected to win these tickets?
Lupe, congratulations.
Lupe, look at that. You snuck in under the radar, right under the sonar, you snuck in. And we get you into Ocean Way Festival. Congratulations. Enjoy your Killers.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy your Sublime. And hopefully you've enjoyed yourself this morning listening to this monstrosity of a radio show. Hold on 1 second and get your tickets. Hey, by the way, if you didn't win them, don't feel too bad. We have more for you next hour and then every hour all day long until we're out of tickets. So keep winning them on K-Rock. Quick break. We're back with some news and more after the...
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
Hearing a police siren when you're on the road, on your way to work, whatever, it's panic-inducing, it's anxiety-inducing, and I am sorry to say that it is about to get even worse because the LAPD is releasing these new sirens with new technology for their black and white patrol vehicles. It has an upgraded siren that is designed to alert drivers sooner and improve safety, but here's how. It will have a low-frequency warning system that is called a rumbler built into the siren so that the rumble will pierce through your car and rumble through your
This has been a thing.
Car. Well, apparently this is the new fleet, and this is what they sound like.
Oh, hold on. I want to warn you before we play this that this is technically just for sampling reasons only. So yes, that you're aware of what you should be listening for. Because I do know that I hate nothing more than driving around and hearing the sirens play on the radio because of some stupid thing. And then I go, and you still have that moment where you're like, God damn, getting pulled over.
This is the siren, and it's also the new loudspeaker.
So once again, this is just a demo of what you could expect in the near future if you are being pulled over.
Move to the right.
Drop the beat.
Move to the right.
Move to the right.
Pull over. Your registration is expired.
There's a way to make it more fun. This would be how to do it. It almost feels like they're getting somewhere right there.
Yeah. It said, the low-frequency tone can penetrate sound-insulated vehicles, which will alert the driver if you've got, like, your music up high, or if you've got AirPods in, or if there's a bunch of reasons why you might not hear the initial siren,
if you have
right?
AirPods in, that's just going to be an additional ticket right
I
there.
I just rip those right out.
Yeah, me. Okay. Go ahead and figure out a way to rip the AirPods out and get your seatbelt on without them noticing.
Speaking of ripping things out, Barbie will not stop until every single type of Barbie has been created. And here is the newest one. It is a pregnant Barbie, but she's not just pregnant, and that's it. You can also take the baby out of her stomach, like
abortion
Alien.
Barbie. Nice.
And this is, you can take the baby out, and you can also rip open the little sack that the baby is inside.
What?
Like it's realistic.
It's a pregnant woman with a removable stomach that contains a tiny plastic baby
back memory
in a sack of slime that the kids get to free by ripping, twisting, you know, pulling.
Oh, and then she just has it
back to abs. Hey, why couldn't we do this right here after we just I love that birth. That's the offensive
yeah,
part.
That's right.
It's kind of hard to hear with all the over talk, but
Jesus
these women
Christ,
are very
ladies.
Upset.
Wait your turn, my good God.
So we don't need a Barbie for everything, but I do think we need this one, and here's why. Girls, little girly girls, they love the idea of taking care of a fake baby and giving it its bottle and changing its diaper. I think we need to show them the gross parts of having a baby so that they don't get so excited about it so quickly.
Well, this was my idea a couple weeks ago. It's written down on my desk for prom babies, the whole line of baby dolls that are like the ones you get at prom, the ones you don't really want that the girls accidentally have in the toilet.
Oh, and then it cries at random times.
Right.
Like, all of these dolls just sit there. And then you can brush their hair and feed them their bottle and move on with your day.
I like Sack of Slime Barbie.
Sack of Slime Barbie is realistic. You can,
minus the fact you can put her abs on right after she gives birth.
that
part they don't like
that,
very much.
That part, yeah, I understand. But the fact that it is a realistic look, like newborns look disgusting.
Ugly.
And a lot of people don't realize that until much later in life.
They look like you pulled them out of the ocean, like all waterlogged and stuff.
Yeah,
and then you're supposed to love them. I remember looking down at my kid for the first time.
And people are like, I was in love by the moment I looked.
Not me. I was like
aliens.
Oh my God. I was like, I said to the doctor, I'm like,
take it back.
I'm like, is this normal? He's like, I don't know. He's like, I'm not sure about this one. I was like, I'm telling you, this is weird.
Yeah, I know.
You'll learn to love them eventually, but man, that first, it was not a love at first sight situation for me at all.
Well, and
scared.
I can't believe people who are like, oh, it looks like you. I'm like, it doesn't look like anything.
This one sadly
looks like a swollen mess.
It looked just like me. It looked just like me.
But if they had a doll that didn't just cry when you pressed a button.
Right, all
like,
the time.
Like, you're trying to enjoy your Gabby's dollhouse. You're a 9-year-old girl, and then the baby is just crying, and you can't stop it. Or, like, you're trying to feed the baby, but you can't. For some reason, the baby's just not drinking the milk.
The baby's not latching.
And you have to figure out what that's about.
Yeah.
Then, you know, maybe you won't romanticize it so much.
Realistic baby toys so that people decide to not get accidentally pregnant.
Exactly.
It's a good idea.
I don't know, Klein, if you're still ripping. But there's a new carrot being dangled for you to chase. A new Shohei Ohtani card that could be worth millions of dollars. Topps has released these new card packs. It's the 2026 Chrome Packs. In one of the packs is a Shohei Ohtani back-to-back gold logo man dual autograph card.
Oh,
it's
man.
A mouthful.
That is great.
It features two gold logo man patches and two on-card autographs. The patches and the card are game-worn. And one of the patches was worn in a 2-home run game last year. The second was when he homered and reached base 3 times. And that was earlier this year in April. And the card is signed twice, once in English and once in his kanji
signature. Yeah,
yeah,
so
exactly.
Cool.
So they say that when this card is found, it will be worth millions. But you have to buy these Chrome packs to find it.
And by the way, those Chrome packs, not cheap. I've been ripping a little bit, and you used to be like, all right, you know, you could find a good card. It used to be like in a $5 pack, you could find a good card. Now, if you want one of these, quote, packs, you have a chance to find that card. Some of these packs are $50 packs, $100 packs. Oh, yeah, dude.
Oh, I thought they were more than that.
And sometimes the packs have like three cards in them. Five cards in them.
What I saw was like boxes. It looked like a box.
Well, then that's you got to buy the whole box of them. I mean, I'm just saying if you want
to. Oh, the little sleeves.
If you want to get just a pack of cards, which used in my head, I'm like, oh, you spend $5-$6, you get a pack, it's 10, 20 cards in there. Not that some of these ones, the good ones, if you want the access for this stuff, no, you're paying. I was at a vending machine the other day, and I want to say that the pack started at $100. For the packs, but you're guaranteed to get an autograph of someone, but it's usually some scrub.
But so this is basically like a very expensive lottery ticket.
It is, of course. And people are hooked.
But if you bought a $100 card pack, would you be able to make at least some money off of it?
Probably not.
So you would just be you don't know if it's going to be worth $100 or worth $50 or $300.
A couple times at the card shop, they're really good at giving you this, not false hope, but you'll open it up and they'll say like, oh, hold on. He goes, let me see this. This one could be worth something. And then they'll like do the whole thing and they go, nah, but I'd hold on to it because if he has a couple of good years, maybe that price goes up. And you're like, God damn it. This is worth nothing.
I remember the only card you ever gave me was a Jimmy Garoppolo card.
Yep.
And that guy was a real loser.
Well, at the time, people thought he was going to go on to great things.
I know. It was. If he had had a couple of great seasons, then it would have been worth so much. I still have the card, though.
The only card Ali ever gave me, minus that stupid Queen of Hearts, whatever that stupid thing was that everyone was into for
the
a
NFT.
While. The NFT that went nowhere. She got me a Joe Theismann card. Because she thought it was worth something because they named the Theismann Trophy after him.
Uh-huh.
And I said, you dumb idiot, it's the Heisman Trophy. There's nothing
Did
to
I
do
get
with
you
it.
That?
Yeah, go, this guy's leg fell off in the middle of a football game and ended his career.
Well, that's something.
Because he had a compound fracture, one of the most gruesome injuries in the history of NFL football.
Well, it's a name I'd heard of.
So,
so that
she
means
goes,
it's valuable.
He goes, this guy's the guy they named the award after. It must be good. Good. I go, that's the Heisman, you idiot. But thank you. I still have that card, by the way.
See, you gotta hold on to it. You never know.
Under $1 currently. I've checked it recently. We get into a brand new hour of the show in moments.